And in New York City, early estimates for fixing the damage to the mass transit system already are going into the billions. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from New York that the subway system is still closed, but the city is beginning to move again.
For a city that depends on traveling quickly on underground trains, the lumbering New York City buses are suddenly cool. The alerts went out on TV, on social media. A limited service, still a way to get around the city.
The governor tweeted that it would start running at 5. So we know they're coming.
And the
New York City alert text messages.
Yeah. Twitter has been vital during this superstorm.
Vital for Alex Johnson, Rebecca Smith, and Alexander Esposito to check on an apartment they were forced to evacuate more than 80 blocks away.
Is the bus free today?
Yes, it is.
Many New Yorkers took advantage of a free bus trip to see the damage from a storm that had kept them indoors for more than 24 hours, says financial advisor Tom Ratto.
Gotta get out of the house. Going crazy.
And passenger Eric Minoff was also taking the storm tour. His neighborhood in Harlem was barely touched.
Pretty much undisturbed, save for a few downed trees. Totally fine there.
So what are you doing on the bus?
Exploring.
Is this the way that you think you'll be moving around the city for the next couple of days?
Unless my helicopter gets repaired, yeah.
It's a serious concern for commuters who have to get to jobs without a functioning subway system. Charles Sermons was on his way to work.
I work for New York City Transit. I'm going to try to get the subways up. We realize how vital the trains are, and we will get the trains back. Hopefully by, I wouldn't say tomorrow, but hopefully Thursday.
But New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo was less certain about a start date for normal service after a tour of the Battery Park Tunnel in Lower Manhattan. He called the storm's water surge frightening. Millions of gallons that swamped more than 5 miles of train tunnels. Now, he said, help is on the way.
Teams being flown in from across the country, equipment being brought in from across the country, because there is a lot of water, as you can see.
Water is the biggest problem. Repairs can't begin until the water is pumped out. A specialized unit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers arrived in New York last night, called, appropriately enough, the National Unwatering SWAT Team. Unwatering is the highest priority to get those trains moving again. Deborah Amos, NPR News, New York.